when you take an opioid medication, it will bind to the receptor site. And if you take too much of it, the thing that causes people to die is what we call respiratory depression, whereas people, their breathing slows down until eventually it stops, and that causes death. What this will do is immediately take that drug off the receptor so it won't be causing those effects anymore.
Tell me about the program.
So we're going to target the individual specifically, and they will identify a friend or a family member who's also willing to be trained. They would come in. We would do about an hour-long training to have them recognize the signs of opioid overdose and to administer the naloxone. They would leave then with a naloxone kit, which would include a pre-filled syringe to administer as well as instructions.
When it comes to who can administer Narcan, how does your study differ from the bill?
Unlike the bill, which gives first responders the discretion to use Narcan if they come upon a scene in which they believe someone is overdosing, our program is prescribing the medication directly to the affected individual. And that's one of the main differences. And then training that individual and their friend or family member to recognize signs of overdose and to administer it.
There's a research element to the program. Tell me about that.
We would follow up with both parties at 1, 3, and 6 months to determine what the outcomes were. And the outcomes that we're specifically interested in looking at is, one, was the kit used? And then who used the kit and on whom was it used? And then did it save their life? Or what was the outcome? Did they then go to the ER? And then did that person seek substance abuse treatment?
Why have you chosen crowdfunding as opposed to a more conventional way to raise funds, like a government grant?
Okay, so we're using the UAB crowdfunding platform, which is a relatively new platform for UAB, and it relies on a lot of very small donations. So this isn't necessarily a platform where you're trying to get, you know, a $10,000 gift or a $100,000 gift. This is really a platform where you're trying to raise, you know, $10, $20, $50, $100. And we're using that because we felt like there was a good bit of community support for something like this. I think most people in the community are aware of the problems with people that we're having with opioid overdose and heroin in particular in our community. The more money we raise, the more the broader the scope can be, or the more people we can enroll in the study.